Day 1. Seeking Aha. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. Psalm 119, verse 18. I love witnessing Aha. I see it almost every weekend at the church where I serve. I listen to people as they tell about the spiritual awakening they have experienced. In that moment, there was a beautiful collision. At just the right time, a person's life collides with God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit, and everything changes. When Jesus taught about this spiritual transformation, he would most often tell stories. Aha can't fully be explained. There is a sense in which it has to be experienced to be understood. So it's through stories that aha is best captured. Thankfully, as a pastor, I get to hear a lot of them, especially after writing the book Aha. Here are a few that people have shared with me. Selena wrote, "After 7 years of infertility and my final round of fertility drugs in 1996, I stopped by the prayer room at Southeast Christian Church. As I prayed, I asked God to take away my desire to become a mother if He did not want me to become pregnant. It was at that moment I sensed God speak to my heart, 'You don't need to become pregnant to be a mother, Selena.' Aha." 2 weeks later, Aaron and I were chosen by a teenage mother to adopt her beautiful baby girl. We welcomed our daughter Hannah home 4 weeks later. God is so faithful. Courtney told me how she turned to compulsive eating to cope with life. Stress at work, at home, in relationships meant more desserts and binging. Despite trying every self-help diet and exercise fad, she reached 325 pounds. This seemingly unstoppable weight gain put her at a point of dark depression, which only worsened her eating. Finally, Courtney realized something. Food was never going to fill the emptiness in her heart. At church, she heard a message from John 6 in which Jesus described himself as the bread of life. She suddenly realized that she had been trying to make food do for her what only Jesus could do. That was 4 years and 170 pounds ago. But the outward change was really just a byproduct of the inner transformation she experienced when she started looking to Jesus to fill the...